you done this offseason to get better?
Oh, that's a broad question, but a lot of stuff, you know. Mentally, you know, going back, looking at last year, learning a new offense has been exciting but challenging. You know, it's a completely different system, so we're excited about what we have going right now, but it's still a learning process. You know, there's still a lot of new stuff that we haven't done before, so that's mentally, physically, you know, lifting, running, practicing footwork, throwing, timing with receivers. I mean, everything you can think about that goes into playing quarterback.
Ryan, you were in that last offense multiple years, 4 years maybe. This one is new to you. Can you pick it up fast enough to be proficient and efficient during the season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, we already have a baseline of going through it, you know, just the beginning stages of it at this point. But there's still a learning curve. You know, it's not going to come overnight. It's going to take some time. For not just me, but for all of our guys. You know, the receivers are running routes that they haven't run before, doing adjustments that we haven't done before. So it's going to be a learning curve, but, you know, that's what this time is for. This spring practice, we have everyone here, you know, that's getting better and they don't have to be here. And then we have, you know, full fall camp as well.
Any idea, any feel for what the identity of Lazer's offense is at this point?
He wants to play fast. You know, I think that's his biggest point at this time, is just getting to the line, playing fast. Putting pressure on the defense. You know, we're going to huddle. We're going to take our time in that standpoint. But once we break, we want to put pressure on the defense, and that's one thing we're focusing on right now.
Ryan, with Brandon and Hartline both coming back from those knee injuries, what do you hope to be able to do with them in these early stages as they're trying to work their way back to?
Yeah, they're working back to get healthy, you know, so it's a process. You know, it's not coming at 100%, but those guys are working. I see them progressing. You know, thinking back to March when we first started throwing, seeing those guys come along, you know, this entire time has been exciting for me. And they're here working. You know, that's the biggest thing at this point is they want to be here, they want to get better, and they're progressing.
So it's good to see them that far along that they're at least able to participate somewhere they didn't have to.
Yeah, for sure. You know, thinking of especially Brandon, you know, the injury he had and the major surgery he had, being able to come back and work at this point and see him move like he is right now, it's encouraging.
Ryan, how are the mechanics for you going through this new offense, taking it from the classroom to your first day out here with the full team, in terms of footwork?
It's a learning process. You know, we're doing some different things in the backfield that we haven't done before. We've been doing it on air, but it's completely different when you throw out a defense out there, then you're trying to process a lot more information. So it's just a fun process. You know, I'm excited to get in and watch the tape and see the mistakes I made and how I can correct them. But that's what this time is for, and I'm just excited that we have this time, you know, that we're able to get out, everyone out here, have all the receivers out here that are healthy, working, and just start building that chemistry so that when the fall comes, we're ready.
I'm going out on a limb, but is this the best conditioned quarterback group that's going to be coming out of OTAs that we've seen in a while?
Probably. We're moving fast out there, you know, taking a lot of drops, you know, working on a lot of different stuff, but that's exciting. You know, that's what we want to do to get better.
Ryan, where does your chemistry with Mike Wallace rank on your offseason to-do list?
Oh, it's big. You know, it's big time. You know, I think that's one thing we looked at from last year is just connecting more, not only on deep balls, but just connecting more on every route. And, you know, he's been here working in the off season and putting forth a lot of effort. And that's exciting from a veteran guy like that who's been in another organizations that maybe haven't had the same off season type program that we have. For him to come here and be working this year, it's exciting.
Ryan, to get you to do that, you got to be on your feet. All the new guys they brought in around you. So far, what have you noticed about the new offensive line?
Physically, they look very impressive. You know, the guys we brought in are stepping right in. You know, not missing a step. Brandon on the left side has been a great addition for us, not only from a team standpoint, but just bringing in a veteran guy who's been around, who can show the younger guys exactly how it's done.
You could have four new starters on the offensive line. How long will it take them to gel realistically? I mean, middle of training camp, first game of the regular season, how long will it take you to get used to them?
It's a process. You know, you can't put a number on it. You know, it's going to happen. I'd like to come out tomorrow and be, you know, 100%, you know, gelled together, but it's not going to happen. So that's what this time is for. We can't put a date on it. There's not a date that we have to do it by except the first game. And we'd love to get it, you know, before the first preseason game where we're 100% going into the first preseason game. But realistically, you know, we're just looking for that first game and being ready to go at that point.
How much nicer is this fresh start, you know, considering how last year ended and with all the distractions and everything? Is this fresh start just a little bit more special?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, just the way things turned out last year wasn't what we were looking for. You know, personally, from a team standpoint, from an offensive standpoint, to come out, you know, kind of have a fresh start, new identity, new offense, with really talented players across the board. You know, you look at our roster, especially on the offense side of the ball, you see a stacked receiver room, brought in Noshon in the backfield. The guys up front that we brought in are really talented players, and I'm just excited I get to play with them.
Ryan, what are your impressions of Noshon so far? What do you think he can give the running game this year?
Noshon's a talented guy. You know, he's been around. He knows the NFL. He knows the grind of the season, and he's a hard runner. I think that's his MO, is that he's going to run hard, run between the tackles, but he also has great hands. Just throwing with him, you know, over the past, you know, couple months, you know, it's been exciting to see his hands coming out of the backfield, how smooth he catches the ball.
Ryan, do you look forward to today kind of like a little kid looks forward to Christmas, getting ready to use all the new toys that are available to him and knowing what's out there?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the day I really look forward to is the first game. You know, that's the day where we really get to show off what we have. At this point, we're still trying to figure out how those toys work, how they come together as a unit. But to have them all out there, like I said, it's a good timing for us.